I want to look at what the idea is that we, the end result of all this is that we owe no man anything but to love one another. That's Romans 13. That we are not a debtor to the flesh in any way. That's Romans 8. That we have none of the cares of the world. The cares of the world are gone as a believer. And if they happen to inch their way up, then boom, and that's Matthew, that's the whole of the Matthew 13. The care of the world and the deceitfulness of riches. And the word deceitfulness there, and it's in Mark 4, that's the Mark rendition of the sower parable. It says, the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches shall choke the world, word, and it becometh unfruitful. The word, interesting there, the word deceitful in that verse means the delusion of riches.
So even if you don't have any riches,
it's still the delusion that more of something, and it's not just money, it's more of something will make you better or solve your problems. Or now, obviously, the thing that we've talked about totally is that this is the meaning of forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The pendant on this is as we know that all of these debts have been forgiven, then we then can forgive everyone else's vows to us and promises, and you understand all that, and especially, well.
It's like we can forgive when they make this kind of judgment, like,
right.
You know, this is the way you should do this, or this is the way
right.
It should be, or this is pretty and this is not, and you know, if it conflicts with what it's like, it doesn't matter.
Right. Okay. Now the next. And we do that so that that we will not be led inward in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us as debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but to the contrary, deliver us from evil one. To be led into temptation is to be led into apostasy, to be led inward. And if you're in debt, that's the only place you can go. You go inward for everything because of debt. Debt holds you down. And as I've said so often lately, God is waiting for a people. Normally all debts are forgiven at death. That's the way it happens, even in the law. And so that's the way the body of Christ universally has become debt-free. But God, in the economy of God, there has to be a people that are debt-free while they're alive so that they will rise. They can then rise up to meet him in the air. And I believe that's why no man knoweth the hour or the day, because God is waiting for a people to be debt-free. The moment they're debt-free, we will rise up to meet him in the air. That sounds really ooey-oo stuff, but I think it's true. Okay, so the relationship to debt, to being tied to the earth, is real. And the only way then that you can abandon yourself, pick up your cross, is to be debt-free. You cannot abandon yourself if you're in debt. Because the only thing you can do is go inward if you're in debt. Now, those are all the places that we want to be. Now, what we have to see is, as a prerequisite to everything that, I want you to list these things, but as a prerequisite, every time that you don't prophesy, you go into debt. The cash register rings. You understand that?
How does that work?
Because whatever is was there was from God to be given. It's not like the cash register rings. It's the interest on a previous vow. In other words, or debt. I can't say that. Or and so the interest is compounded, huh?
You're making a payment.
Well, you're not even making a payment. You're going farther in debt.
Yeah, I can't say that because of some value I've put on some
things. Yeah, I mean, if you didn't know that it was wrong or that something was wrong with saying whatever was there, you'd always say whatever it was there. But you've got an idea of why
that's not okay.
I mean, that's why people get freaked out about me, because I normally don't care what I say. I just say it. I mean, and it freaks people out, because
that thing, I'm not real clear on this, but we studied that thing about with Elisha and the woman who was in debt, and he told her to pour out the oil and just keep pouring out the oil, and, you know.
Right.
And that somehow paid her debt. You know, I don't understand all the symbolism of that, but I know there's something in there.